This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Crunch is brought to you by Alive ML Foods Limited, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Freeport News, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Scotiabank.
Had a great 7-year white knuckle ride, killing time, flying high as I held on tight to you. To you. Did I blow my mind on the wild side, singing hallelujah to him every night with you.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on a beautiful Thursday afternoon, Small Business Thursday. So happy to have you in our company. You know where we are. If you want to be able to come take pictures with me, you want me to sign autographs and kiss babies, I'm out here doing the whole thing today, right? Wally is here saying I'm acting too diva-ish. It is too much. We are in a decent place, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to be here. Come down to Solomon's Fresh Market at Harbor Bay out east. So make sure you bring your purse, your money, and pick up a few things. We're doing a snackathon today, and we want you to be a part of that. It is a glorious day, a wonderful day to be in the land of the living. Slap yourself in the chest if you're out there, and you can still feel yourself moving and doing what you have to do. Guys, participate in the thing. I want you to be able to be a part of it as we continue to be able to move forward and do a tremendous amount of things here in this particular space. 96.9 FM radio is doing a great deal, man. We are partnering with some great people to be able to put this thing together, a snackathon for those kids going back to school. You know, that's sort of been of our MO as we continue to be able to move forward. I got an update for you with the young girl, the 9-year-old. And her mother, we were able to continue to be able to incrementally give her what we have for her as those particular things come in. Well, like I said, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. We have much to talk about. BGCSE exam results worsen. Is this expected? This is wild. BGCSE exams results worsen, right? Special education hires viewed as game-changing. Girl continues to outperform boys. We got to be able to fix that. We got some things that we want to be able to talk about. And you know, on this Thursday, every time we touch the paper and feel its velocity, its girth, its weight, we understand our brothers and sisters have passed away. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper and see this. If you're dealing with a time of transition, if you're dealing with a time where your brothers and sisters, a loved one has passed away, and you want to be able to deal with that, I always tell you, reach out to my good, decent family, the people who I've adopted. Talk to me. My family down there at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium, they can take good care of you. Also, make sure you reach out to Milo B. Butler & Sons. They can be able to do some stuff. AFS Insurance, these guys are always doing some stuff. Ethric Bo was supposed to be with me this morning, so we're going to wait for that. But that's neither here nor there. As we continue to be able to dive into what we're diving into, I want to talk to you more specifically about what we're doing here at Fresh Market. This is Solomon Fresh Market. I want to introduce you to my long-lost cousin. I just want to be decent. Whenever I see Grant, I might as well tell you right off the top, you is my cousin. No matter where you're from. No, I'm from New Zealand. You is my family. All right? All of us is Grants together. And we're in here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to introduce you to none other than Naomi Grant. She's sitting here with me to talk to us about exactly what we're doing with the Snackathon. Naomi, say good afternoon to the Bahamian people.
Good afternoon, Bahamians. How are you doing? How are you, sir?
Mr. I'm fantastic,
Grant,
man.
Cousin.
Let them know.
It's so good to see you.
You know, it's so good to be seen. It's hard to be seen 6 feet under. My God, we here, we living.
That's it.
And I'm happy to be here with you. You got a nice spread in the front here. CA left and say, Howard, man, what you want? I'll leave all this for you. You all just believe that big people will eat the whole thing. You need to stop. But you got a spread going on. Talk to me about what's going on here.
So what's going on here, right here with AML Foods, Solomon's Nassau stores have partnered with the Guardian Media Group for this impactful back-to-school promotion. This collaboration aligns with our commitment to making a positive direct difference in our community. The primary goal of this campaign is to provide support to children in need as they prepare for the upcoming school season. Just like our successful Feed 5000 initiative that we have during the holidays, the promotion reflects our dedication to giving back. So, in conjunction with Hands for Hunger and our Bahamas Feeding Network, your generosity will echo in the lives of those who need. So how? You can donate. You can come into our stores. Today is our last day at Solomon's Fresh Market Harbor Bay, Solomon's Fresh Market Old Fort Bay, Solomon's Supercenter, Solomon's Yamacraw, and you can donate at the register. If you are a My Solomon Smart Reward customer, you can donate your points to this initiative. So no amount is too small. No amount is too large. Whatever you have to give, you can go ahead and give it at the registers.
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing thing that you've done this. Is this the first time that you've done this, or?
This is the first time that we have partnered with Guardian Radio, yes. But what we do every holiday, we have a Feed 5000 program where you can donate towards that. So that's during the holidays. So I would say this is something that we do support throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited to be able to talk about that, and I know that we're going to be talking about this much more as we go throughout the 2 hours that we're here with you. You're my good, decent cousin, and I'm grateful to be able to have this very good conversation with you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be able to participate, understand that you're giving sometimes, you know, there are different ways you can give. You can give it your time. But this time we're asking that if you want to be able to shop with us, shop with Solomon Fresh Market, shop with these particular things. You got AML, Fresh Market, Bahamas Feeding Network, Hands for Hunger, Solomon's, Guardian, Heart, and Star. All of us, you can be able to participate and give something at the register as you continue to be able to participate. Well, you know, today is Small Business Thursday, and I'm grateful, always grateful. If you want to be able to be a part of Small Business Thursday, you can give me a call. 827-0111, 827-0111. We're going to be able to do something very special today. I'm happy, man. I'm here sitting with none other than Nadia Munnings Pratt. She's the principal, and she's going to be talking to us about something at the New Providence Classical School. Good afternoon, Ms. Pratt. How you doing? Talk to us and say good afternoon to the listening audience.
Hello, hello, Mr. Grant. Mrs. Pratt here. Wonderful to be here. Hello, Bahamas, to our listening audience.
It's so wonderful to have you here. I know that we did this very sharp, very quick, but I've always seen those astute students being able to look lovely as they are down there, right there on Nassau Street. Always dressed nice in their attire. They got their vest on and everything. I always say, well, I wonder what they're doing down there. Talk to me a little bit about what you do at the Nassau Classical School.
Thank you so much. It's actually the New Providence Classical School.
New Providence Classical
School. Just a point
School.
Of correction, we're actually located at number 36 University Boulevard, Thompson Boulevard area, just adjacent to the Water and Sewerage Corporation. New Providence Classical School is no stranger to the educational industry. We've actually been around for about 15 years. Our leadership consists of none other than Headmaster Andrea Kelly. Our co-founder recently passed away, Dr. Marlene Heiler, And so we have a rich history of offering classical Christian education in the Bahamas. In fact, we're the only licensed classical Christian education school that's operating here in New Providence. And so we want to scream it from the top of our lungs and let persons know that we're here and our product is something that they want to get to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit more about your product. I see that we emphasize the Christian. I think in our society, a society still rooted in faith, rooted in those elements out of the Bible, you always want to be able to attach and say that this is the tradition that we're growing our kids. And talk to me more about what the New Providence Classical School does as it relates to that arm in faith.
I'm happy you mentioned that, Mr. Grant, because we're seeing more and more now that God is being taken out of the school.
My goodness.
And so we're here to stand on the foundation and the principles of the Bible. In fact, a lot of what we do, our approach is based on those principles from the Bible. And you talked about history. Our product comes from the Greeks. I don't know if you're familiar with the seven liberal arts. Classical Christian education is founded on those seven liberal arts, which we call the trivium, which is the first three. Mm-hmm. And so our model is different because it's not a curriculum. It is basically a method of training the minds of the youth. And it's from the works of Dorothy Sayers and Douglas Wilson. So I'll give persons an opportunity to do a little research on that. But the gist of it is they're saying we don't want to just educate our students on knowing content. We want to train them on how to think. We want to raise an era of Renaissance people. We want them to be game changers and change makers in the Bahamas. And so we're not just teaching them the content, but we're actually training them on how to think. And so we bring in a lot of the classics in our literature, in our content, but also following the prescription of how classical education should be actually delivered in the classroom.
I want to say this. Now, forgive my naivete and the superficial approach to just seeing something and assuming something else. Anytime I saw New Providence Classical School, I always thought of Mozart. I always thought about music. Talk to me about the concept and idea that you perpetuate, where you rooted the classical concept from.
A lot of people think of the New Providence Classical School as a music school, and we do teach music appreciation. But think of the classics. Think of those philosophers, the Greek philosophers like Socrates, like Plato. And so a lot of what our principles are founded on is the work of those philosophers. And what they're saying is we have to teach students how to think, how to be able to write and articulate their ideas.
You know, and this is going to be a little bit long because I got questions now. I must tell you, I got questions now. Because I want to know a little bit more about the thought pattern that emerged out of your school over the past decade and a half. Where do we see, or where have you led those young kids that came out of school over the past 15 years since your inception? Where are they going now in terms of being able to pour this sort of a creative energy, this critical thinking into our society or globally? Talk to me about that.
I want to just mention that classical Christian education is nothing new to the Bahamas. I dare say that some of our forefathers of the nation have come up through a classical Christian education through the government high school that once existed. And so, yeah, that's what it was called back then. It's not government high school that we know it now.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the Sir Orville Turnquest and those, they came up through the classical Christian education. They learned Latin, which we teach in our schools. But I want you to understand that our method of training the mind, this trivium that I speak about, the seven liberal arts, it speaks about the grammar phase of educating the child. It speaks about the logic and the rhetoric. Those are the three tiers that we use to help to formulate or cultivate wisdom in our students. And going back to child psychology, which is a little bit of my background as well, Dorothy Sayers spoke about in her literature that those particular stages of child development called the pole parrot, where children are memorizing and they're interested in learning chants and jingles and songs, she's saying, why not use these levels of child development in the classroom and in the way we deliver our instruction? So we're following a prescription of when to introduce certain content to students and how to deliver that during the grammar phase. So don't think of grammar as a subject. Of course, we teach phonics and all those things, but think of grammar as a stage of child development. And so during that phase, which is K through maybe around grade 3, they go through a grammar phase of development. The next phase is the PERT phase of child development. And what Dorothy Sayers is saying is that during that phase, this is where we introduce them to debate. Those are the kids, if you have any in your home, they're asking questions, they want to know why, and they challenge you.
With the age range between the PERT for the PERT stage?
Yeah, the PERT stage is the K stage, so you may have a K-5 student.
My son don't stop asking me questions.
They do overlap or bleed into each other a bit, but there is the grammar stage that has to happen first. You can't jump to another stage without going through a progression. So the grammar stage, which is K, and forgive me if I don't have the correct age, but it's generally around K through grade 3. And then the logic stage, which is matches up with the PERT stage in child development, will go from that stage, the next stage, until around grade 6 or 7. And then the rhetoric phase, which is actually our poetic phase in child development, would be the remaining years leading up to grade 12. And those students during the rhetoric phase, if you've ever experienced a New Providence Classical student, you know that they're able to even write a thesis and defend it. That's how brilliant our children are when they're done.
You are blowing my mind. Can I say that? Because I feel as though the rhythm of education and the approach that we've ingested over the course of since 1973, since the introduction, since the government high has been dissipated and bled into other schools. Let's just talk like this. I feel as though the education has been reading, writing, arithmetic, which was the rhythm of regurgitation. You kept doing the same thing. As I grew and I needed a little something more, this kind of critical thinking, I came to an understanding that where do I get this information from? What do I do? And so you're saying to me that the New Providence Classical School does that. I want to be able to bring you right back for this. Guys, we're going to be able to take this commercial break. We're here at Solomon's Fresh Market. My cousin right here, Naomi, tell the persons what they can be able to do and what they can be able to expect when they come down here to be able to give one or two things for the snackathon.
Hey, cousin. So food insecurity affects learning. Children who come to school without lunch often experience hunger and food insecurity. Hunger can significantly impact their ability to focus, concentrate, and participate in classroom activities. What you can do to assist? We can feed our children who are less fortunate than us, and doing that, our snackathon is in our participating stores at Solomon's Supercenter, Solomon's Yamacraw, Solomon's Fresh Market Harbor Bay, and Solomon's Fresh Market Old Fort Bay. When you come in, donate to the register so that we can allow food to be distributed through our Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking this commercial break. We're here with the Foundation 96.9 FM radio down here at Solomon's Fresh Market Harbor Bay. If you want to be able to be a part of that and you want to give a little something, please do so. We're here live and in full effect all the way until 2 p.m. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
Farmers everywhere, fishermen here and there, the Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs now has 30 services available online. Apply for your agriculture farmland lease, farmers registration and license, and crawfish trapping permits online. All kinds of duty-free and import permits are now just a click away. Visit mygateway.gov.bs and grow your business today. My Gateway, making government work for you.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
We are back. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, live and in full effect. What I didn't tell you, what I should have said to you tonight, esta noche, ahora mismo, tonight, we're going to be going down to Bahama with Own Talks. I told you that was a part of that. I'm excited about it. Mr. Wonderful is going to be there tonight to talk about entrepreneurialism, to talk about access, to talk about opportunities, and truly giving us a true sense of empowerment. If you want to be a part of Own Talks this evening, please go and look for the scan code Own Bahamas on Instagram, Own Bahamas on Facebook, Own Bahamas on any one of these particular things. Fill out the information, scan it, and get your free tickets. I want to see you in the place tonight. I'm excited about it, guys. Well, we're down here, like I said to you, at Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, being able to talk about a great deal of things, doing the snackathon. And as we're doing the snackathon, I'm here with, now when you say Pratt, that's Turks Island.
It's Long Island Pratt I'm married to.
It's a Long Island Pratt?
But I'm born and bred Munnings.
You said Munnings?
Yes.
Okay, she ain't gonna see I enough. It's actually, so you was almost my cousin. We was this close. My God.
But we could be cousins.
Right? So we're talking with Miss Nadia Munnings Pratt, and as we're talking about these things, she's telling me all about the New Providence Classical School. For me, like I said, naive, I always associate this concept of classic with music. But now you're talking to us about the classics in terms of the Plato and in terms of the philosophers of yesteryear, those who provided theory and concept and idea for the development of those particular things. I want to ask you something before we dive into anything else. The rhythm, I started to talk to you about this, the rhythm of our society, and it's unfortunate, but it prepares us just enough to be able to survive locally. It gives us just enough. If you had conversations with our grandparents, they'll tell you things like, at the age of 14, when you were able to read and write, you came out of school and you looked for a job. But this was a time after the World War, during a time where they were dealing with the Great Depression and whatnot. So you had to get out and work. But society didn't necessarily change from then. It was all about just being able to survive. The New Providence Classical School is going deeper than that. Talk to me about it.
Absolutely, Mr. Grant. We're exposing our students not just to what the standards are. You know, we have a prescribed standards by the ministry of what students should have. But of course, we're also in the classroom observing and watching their development day by day. And so when we see a student who might be in a grade six that's capable of sitting those national exams early, they can take it and then they advance. So we are exposing our students to more than just what is prescribed. I was telling you an example how we don't always receive the creme of the creme of the students from other schools. Some of the students come to us broken. They come to us with a 1.0. And I will tell you, by the time they leave our school at grade 12, those scholars are far beyond where they started.
I realize you just changed their name. They became students and scholars right away.
Right away?
Yeah, because parents was paying for that 1.0.
They need to fix this.
And so it could be a number of things. The fact that our class sizes are only 10. The ratio is 1 to 10.
I saw that. So you only have 10 students per class?
Typically, in some cases, we have 6. And so teachers have a beautiful opportunity to be able to touch and reach those students and to almost customize their learning experience within the classroom. And that's one of the things we rave about at New Providence Classical School. Our students have also had opportunities to travel abroad and see other classical schools. We're actually a member of the Associations of Classical Christian Schools in the United States. And of course, classical Christian schools can be found in the U.S. and throughout European countries. And so our students are well-traveled. They're able to read all of the classical literary books that we talked about earlier. These are brilliant students we're raving about here.
Now, I'm going to do this because there are parents that are sitting down right now that haven't made a decision as to what they're going to do with their kids. They look at the report card. It was too late. They already didn't carry the children off for summer break. Buy all them Nike tennis. My God. You can get them back. You can get them back, parents. No, it's... right? So in making this decision, they need to know, how do I pull out what exists in our child? Because the truth is that you look at a child and you understand that there is a true sense of potential in them if they take the time and apply themselves. My teacher used to say, how hard do you need to apply yourself? Mm-hmm. When I was in the third grade. I want to know about this. After the application locally, and they ascend and they develop and transition from students to scholar. Talk to me. This is your thing. They transition to the scholar capacity. There's a glass ceiling that exists locally. You've broken through that. Talk to me about your association of the classical Christian schools in the United States of America, in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about that association. Is there any relationship that affords the children locally to access further tertiary education externally? Talk to me about it.
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind. We're actually in the middle of working out an agreement with some of the schools abroad to assist our students. But one of our main focus is to prepare our scholars for tertiary education for the next level. And so right up through grade 12, we're assisting our students with enrollment, and that's a part of our college and career readiness program mm-hmm. at our school. But also for job readiness, skills, and development. So we're partnering with Corporate Bahamas and some other companies that can assist our scholars with getting that exposure early, because we don't want them to just wait till they're done with school and mm-hmm. then determine that, am I going to be ready to walk the walk, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a number of exciting things and partnering with many other organizations to get our scholars out and about and get them fully exposed and ready, not just for the workforce, but also thinking, how can I become an entrepreneur? How can I become a business owner and perhaps run my own show?
So the thought pattern is not just, it's really about ownership.
Exactly.
It's really about an opportunity to be able to see yourself outside of the hedges that was created locally. It's really about not just people looking at you and saying, okay, you have potential, but identifying the potential that exists within you. Talk to me.
Yeah, definitely. all of those
things. This is big.
Yeah, this is big, and it's always been big for us. And I know we haven't been as visible within the last couple of years, but I think we're in the process of rebranding and ensuring that parents know that we are a viable option. And just up today, I had a call from a parent, and she said, "Miss, my son says he doesn't want to go back to the school where he was enrolled. Is it too late to bring my child?" And I said, "Ma'am, come. You don't even have to decide today. Our doors are always open. We allow parents to come in and taste test. You can sit in the class and allow your student to experience one day with us. Don't have to spend a dollar. Come and check us out. See if the child would be able to fit in. And when they get home, I promise you, they will say, 'Mommy, this is the school for me.'"
Ladies and gentlemen, you could be able to enroll your child today. Now, Ms. Pratt just gave us some information indicating that you don't have to pay a dollar if you want to be able to give that quote-unquote taste test. But they're providing opportunities that I think is mind-blowing. You can enroll your child today for $500 at the New Providence Classical School from the grades kindergarten all the way up to grade 12. And they're located at number 36 University Drive, Thompson Boulevard. And you could be able to experience the classical education. We've been talking about it. They've been there for 15 years. 10 students a class. This thing is a mind-blowing thing to me. I was at the Apron Arc High School. Everyone wanted to go in business. The business classes were like 40 kids. I chose to do academic science. Academic science had 6 students in it for, 3 years. 6 students. That was the expansion of my class. 6 students for 3 years. And the kind of relationships and bonds you grow, not only with the students, but the teacher, because they have time to be able to identify and pour into you. I think this is a great, great sort of a layout that you guys are doing over at the New Providence Classical School. If you want to be able to be a part of that and you want to be able to send your kids there, you can visit the location today. Like I said to you, they are on number 36 University Drive, Thompson Boulevard, or you can be able to give them a call at 394-7393. That's 394-7393, or hit them up 477-1970. Go ahead and tell me a couple more things that you may not necessarily have put on there, but you want persons to know that this is what you could expect when you come down here at the New Providence Classical School.
Yeah, definitely. The classical Christian education, like I said, it's nothing new, but it definitely has a proven track record of positive outcomes in the school. And I believe that if parents begin to come back to what once worked, as in the classical era of doing things, I think that we will be able to realize a more positive outcome with our students. So we're training the minds of our students, hoping to be able to cultivate wisdom and virtue using biblical principles in our classrooms.
Is there any difficulty associated with how we get the kids in? Is there transcripts? Is there this? Is there that? Because I know that you have a small nominal fee for that enrollment for persons to be able to do that. But what else should parents bring along with them as they're trying to be able to get their kids prepared for this?
Yeah, we try to remove the barriers for entry. And so there's one flat fee of $500. At this point, they don't have to worry about the seat fee and all those additional fees. One flat fee of $500 can have their child fully enrolled and get started. And then we can put them on a payment plan so that they can complete the tuition installments for the rest of the school year.
My baby 4 years old. People try to hit me with $200-something lab fee. What lab my baby going to? You all need to stop, right? So we can be able to get these particular things, right? Tell me the process and how we can be able to get those things done, right?
Yeah, as you said, they can visit us at our number 36 University Drive campus right next to Water and Sewerage, or they can call us on one of the numbers you mentioned. I'll go ahead and repeat the WhatsApp number just in the event, you know, this new age generation love to communicate by WhatsApp, and we're right there for you, 477-1970. You can also shoot us an email at newprovidenceclassicalschool@gmail.com, and we can also send you over those forms to get the process started.
Guys, you wanted your kids to be here. I mean, I was oblivious to the idea, because I was like, I don't know if my son is interested in the bass, the you know what I mean, the bass violin. I don't know if my son is interested in the cello, right? Because I see classical. But now you school me, and I'm sure you school thousands and thousands of persons today. A lot of persons are inclined that you're not running away from the idea of Christian. Christian. That is, like you said at the beginning of the show, a lot of persons are running from that as they dive into liberty and democracy. But to keep your children rooted, grounded in faith, you want to be able to reach out to them. The information's still there. Guys, go check them out. Number 36, University Boulevard, Thompson Boulevard. You can be able to get that 477-1970.
That is correct.
477-1970. And they can be able to assist you with those particular things. Ms. Pratt, you are a good and decent woman. Do not be shy. Come back and come sit with us.
Absolutely.
Don't be no stranger. You're a half cousin.
I'm looking for you to enroll your kids.
You didn't. I didn't give the people money. You wait till they get the people. But anyway, we still got time because my daughter wants to be able to do some stuff. And I like how you're preparing them for the next year.
Yeah, and then maybe you can bring your daughter in for some of the after-school programs we have.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She likes that.
Extracurricular activities. We'll talk about that offline.
You're a decent woman. Praise God. Well, I'm still here with my cousin sitting down with me, Naomi Grant. She wants to be able to talk to us about a couple of things before we get out of here. Naomi, tell them what we're doing with the Snackathon.
So with the Snackathon, you can donate at the register or with points you've earned. There's no such thing as a donation too small or a donation too large. So you go to our Solomon Supercenter, Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, Solomon's Fresh Market, Old Fort Bay, and Yamacross store, and you donate at the register. We will give all of our donations to our Bahamas Feeding Network, and they will distribute, and our Hands for Hunger, and they will distribute.
Well, Naomi's going to be here with us as we continue to be able to dive into these things. If you want to be a part of this, we're here at Solomon's Fresh Market today. We're here right now, right? Now, this ain't no kissing booth, so don't come here with your lips all perked. You need to stop, right? So come down here, make sure you do that. You can get your shopping done at the exact same time. Go to the register, put something down there for the Snackathon. You're doing something that gives back to community. Too much time we have conversations about what's there, what's not there, blah, blah, blah. Make sure you put your dollars down, put your money where your mouth is, and let's make this thing happen. Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, right now. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
It's another hot primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large, one topping big square deal pizza, a choice of either sweet center squares or cheesy bread. And wash it all down with an ice cold 2 liter Coke product. You get all of this for only $25, VAT included. Order now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Believe in education. Elevate your learning journey with the technology you need to succeed. Discover exclusive deals on our postpaid plans, featuring devices, tablets, accessories, and more. With Alive as your partner, experience seamless connectivity, creation, and collaboration anywhere, anytime. Visit your nearest Alive store today and champion a brighter, smarter future. Alive. Believe in Bahamians. Believe in best.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Okay, school bag, books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord, and I gotta buy snacks too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, and I could say that because I could see outside today. It's a gorgeous Thursday afternoon, August 31st. I hope you guys are preparing for the next month. I feel like it's going to be a big month. It's the ninth month, the month of birth in the year of our Jubilee. Get ready to do some big things. I just have to let you know, get your spirit right, get your mind right, get yourself right as we do these things. And today, I want you to be able to get yourself aligned with the responsibility of being able to give back. We've just come out of a pandemic. We've just been able to deal with Francis and Jean. We're dealing with so many stuff. And as we deal with those particular things, we know where we are. The snackathon, in terms of being able to contribute to those that don't have. Can I say that? Can we talk like this? For those that don't have. I'm here at Solomon's Fresh Market today in Harbor Bay Plaza. People are whizzing in and out. They got a nice spread here in the front of the table doing all these particular things. But it gives you an opportunity to be able to give a couple bucks. And there's nothing too small. Let's be very clear about that. At the register. Come down to Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, and you can be able to participate in those particular things. I'm here with Naomi, my good, decent cousin. She's telling us about these particular things. Naomi, tell persons how they can participate, not just here at Solomon's Fresh Market, but at the other participating locations.
Thank you. So at our Solomon's Supercenter location, our Solomon's Yamacraw location, our Solomon's Fresh Market, Old Fort Bay, our Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, you can donate at the register to help children who come to school without lunch. They come to school without food. They can't focus. They can't concentrate. They can't participate in their classroom activities because they just haven't had food.
They're hungry.
They're starving. So without this adequate nutrition, the kids are going to struggle to live their full potential in school. So we're wondering why they're coming home with bad grades. They haven't eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And when most times when you haven't eaten, you're very sleepy. So you can't even pay attention in class.
Mm-hmm. Your body trying to conserve the energy. Talk to me about that, because I have stories about that. You know, coming up in the 90s, and when the kids didn't have anything, you know, we knew. There were people who were dedicated to bringing lunch to the schools. Now, we always had the regular peas and rice or the curry and so forth, chicken or whatever the case may be, but every day they had something different, something fresh, all these particular things. There are kids who carry a level of shame when they don't have. And I want to be able to commend all those persons who are participating in this. Can I say that? I just want to be decent with this. I want to commend AML. I want to commend Fresh Market. I want to commend Bahamas Feeding Network, Hands for Hunger, our station, The Guardian, Solomon's, Star, Heart, all those persons who are participating in understanding that there is a social responsibility for being able to give back. I mean, we're only as strong in our community as our weakest link. And so many times we have conversations about those people who are under the poverty line. We just casually talk about it, but not necessarily applying ourselves to it in any way. I want to thank you guys. I want to commend you guys for being able to put your money where your mouth is and not just make, giving us talking points of what needs to happen in our community, but being able to show an effort and leading in this particular stead. So thank you so much. And I want you guys out there, if you're out there and you got to show up anyway, behave yourself. You got to show up anyway. School start Monday officially for all the children. They need their chips. They got fresh fruits here at the Fresh Market. They got all these particular things. Your wife's birthday, you forgot it was her birthday. You didn't want her to know. Did you get her anything? Come get your flowers right now. I won't tell her that you forgot. Come pick up your flowers, pick up your bread, pick up all these particular things. Have a beautiful meal tonight, and you could be able to participate in the snackathon simultaneously.
Absolutely. It's time to turn up the dial on your kindness. Folks, head over to Solomon Stores in Nassau and let your actions resonate far and wide. This is your last chance to donate to this great cause and be a hero in a child's story. Let's make the world a better place. One pencil, one notebook, and one snack at a time. Right here at Fresh Market.
Are you doing this only because I think they have a Solomon's in Grand Bahama?
We have a Solomon's in Grand Bahama, but that's not in conjunction with what we're doing today.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So I'm sure that this is the inaugural voyage.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that it's going to pick up significant steam, that we can be able to see this spread far and wide. I believe that because of what you're doing, there are going to be other corporate entities that take on this kind of a light to give back to our community. It's time for us to be our brothers and sisters keepers. And I want to thank you guys for being able to understand that proactively and being able to do something about it.
Thank you so much for having us. It is something that we do pride ourselves in, giving back to our community. It is absolutely important to be able to give into the future of the community, because if we're giving into the kids, that's the future of our community.
Absolutely. So we got two more minutes before we get out of here. You know, we got to be able to break for news and dive into a few things, but I want you guys to come down here, man. I don't mean this casually. I think that this audience is an amazing audience. Guys who participated and gave, when we were talking about the young girl, the 9-year-old, and the way that we were able to give to her and her family, even now, talk to me. Even now, this morning, I was able to stop and give her something because of the generosity of the listening audience here at The Guardian Radio. Now, this spans far and wide. I know that there is sometimes speculation and conspiracy theories about where the money is going, so forth and so on. I always want you to be able to give with your heart and understand the responsibility for being able to do those things. Come down here, spend some money, leave some money at the register, and help a child in need. These are horrible, horrible BGCSE grades. Maybe they didn't eat. Let's just talk about it like that. Let's talk about these things, guys. We're here at Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay. We're diving deep into these things. Sitting here with my good, decent cousin, Naomi. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be back. When we're back, my guy is going to be here to talk to us about what direct marketers has going on. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
We are back. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, live and in full effect. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. We're out east, out here sitting right in the People's Store, Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay Plaza. As you come in, you see all the beautiful flowers to your left-hand side. Just before you get to the fruit section, right there before you pick up your trolley, we're sitting here live and in full effect with anticipation that you would participate in the Snackathon. We want you to be able to be a part of that. We want to thank all the sponsors, AML, Fresh Market, Bahamas Feeding Network, Hands for Hunger, Solomon's, Heart, Guardian, and Star. You know, we're doing amazing things out here, and we're glad to be able to partner with such great people who are taking on the initiative to be able to put help right where help should be. So you know we're here, we're diving into these things. Let me take the liberty to do this also. I said to you tonight, I'm going to be going over to Own Talks. If you want to be able to go out there, it's time to be able to, you know, strengthen yourself and your entrepreneurialism. It's a free event. Be able to show up tonight and do it. Well, you know that we're still here, Small Business Thursday, and one of my favorite persons is here with us, telling us all about what's going on in the community, pouring into us and saying, these are the businesses, these are the stuff that's going on out here. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, telling us exactly what's what. My brother, say good afternoon to the Bahamian people.
What's going on?
Everything's smooth, my brother. What's happening with you?
Man, everything is really, really good, Howard. I am so happy to be here with you. Weather outside's a bit hot, but inside here is nice and cool. And so many people walking around doing shopping. Great prices down here. Glad you invited me.
Absolutely, my brother. It's good to see you. I know that we came to talk about a little about the businesses that you got going on. It's always great to hear you and always happy to be able to hear so many persons running into you. The Pella just said to me, everybody should know Ian. Everybody should know Ian. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen here. If you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, you want to get off the ground or you want to see, you know, exactly where it should be going, please give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 552-0212. That's 552-0212.
Stop it.
A lot of people say, you know, I need
again.
To slow it down.
Let's
because
do it again. 552-0212.
552-0212.
All right, go ahead.
Can you say it in Spanish? Cinco, cinco.
You need to stop.
Hey, listen, hey, listen here, folks. I got to jump straight into this because my time is short. So I want to talk to you today, Howard, about four or five of my clients out there. First of all, it's Elite Safety and Fire Protection. These guys are located right there on number 43, Rosetta Street and Montrose Avenue. The phone number down there is 827-6757. 827-6757, Elite Fire Protection Company. Now, these guys are the number one place on the island where you want to go to get reliable and affordable fire extinguishers and smoke detectors. And as you know, Howard, every home should have one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see some statistics said that over 100,000 people die each year in house fires, and that's a terrible thing.
That's crazy.
You can avoid that by getting yourself a house, home,
People don't know why, though. You got to touch that. People don't know why because
you tell me why.
The carbon monoxide it puts you, it lulls you to sleep. It mm-hmm. doesn't allow you to be able to wake up. So when you ingest that, when you breathe that in as you're sleeping, you won't be able to be alerted to wake up.
Wow,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, is that just like how
but
when
the
individuals...
sound could
that,
be
yeah,
able
the sound
to,
can alarm you.
The sound can alarm you.
Yeah, yeah, and then a lot of people sleep hard, so that's a definitely a positive thing to have in your home. So you want smoke detectors and fire extinguishers, please give Elite Safety and Fire Protection a call. Their phone number is 827-6757, 827-6757. And businesses out there who need commercial fire alarms and sprinklers, you know, you don't want to go anyplace else beside Elite Safety and Fire Protection.
Businesses
That's
don't know that
thing.
They need to get themselves, they need to get themselves prepared.
Prepared. That's
Watch
it.
Me.
Yes.
You have to be able to get yourself, you got to go through all the proper regulations and
Definitely.
Ensure that you have everything. I'm sure Elite does that.
Yeah, it's properly installed, and they show you how to use it, utilize it, and make sure all the proper checks. Because it doesn't make sense having a smoke detector if you don't have it like your batteries replaced every so often. So that's very important. So
if you're a restaurant, you want to be able to do that also.
I was just going
to
say that.
If you're a restaurant,
you
want to sure
protect
you
your products
yeah.
and your goods and your goods and your services, of
yes.
course, and definitely your patrons and the people who work there.
Yes.
So that's another important reason why you should have a fire alarm or a sprinkler system. So you don't want to go anyplace else but Elite Safety and Fire Protection. They're right down there, number 43 Rosetta Street, Montrose Avenue. And you can check them out online at www.elitesafetyfire.com. That's www.elitesafety.com. Remember, you can get safety training done down there, and also get all the things that you need to stop a fire. So just in case a disaster strikes, you want to be prepared and have your stuff together. In the same building right next door, is R&R Medical and Industrial Gases. They're right next door in the same building. Individuals and companies needing medical supplies, home care, that's where they go. Home care patients appreciate how easy it is for them to get this this precious medical oxygen right when they need it. And if you're a welder, don't waste time driving around town. You can get all the gases you need for body shops and construction jobs right there at Elite R&R. Same building, number 43 Rosetta Street. Yeah, Elite Safety and Fire Protection. Very good. You're listening. And R&R Medical and Industrial Gases. You're doing very good. Now, their number is, I'm going to give you another number. You know what? I want you to use both of those numbers. I had another number, but you can use both of those numbers.
That's so you can call 827-6757.
Very good. One more time, Howard.
827-6757.
Right. And that's
really. I feel like I work for you when we come in. Listen, stop it.
No, but it's like a question and answering session.
Okay, let's
whenever I see you. Howard, someone just messaged me. They said you're very good with giving advice and so forth. And they said they are perplexed because they said they are having relationships, a problem, when to know what to do.
Just check DNA Direct.
No.
Oh, that's a different one.
He's trying to get his girlfriend to quit her job, and he doesn't know what to do.
What kind of mom is this?
Yeah, he want to get another job. Apparently, she works at a sperm bank, and every time guys leave, she would scream out, "Thank you, please come again."
You need to stop it. I tell you.
Go ahead. Speaking about relationships. Glad you talked about that. I'm working now with an Indian astrologer, Siddharth Roy. Siddharth Roy. He's a psychic reader and spiritual healer. His phone number is 552-2387. Come on, Howard, say it.
552-2387.
Yeah. Individuals out there who need clarity to figure out the negative or positive things that are happening right now in their life, I want you to give them a call. If you want to use somebody and take advantage of somebody who has a higher understanding of the cosmos to explain your true universal purpose and all the things that you need to navigate to get exactly where you want to be, maybe if you're dealing with a newly discovered health issue or maybe contemplating an important financial choice. Some people out there who want to make a decision, you know, should I stay in this toxic relationship? You know, it seems like it's not working. Please give them a call. The number is 552-2387. 552-2387. He spoke to me. A lot of people have been calling him, you know, to think about relocating. Somebody says, you know what, I think I might want to move to Canada or the United States. You want to move to another country and wondering if you should even stay on this dead-end job that you've been working along with. Maybe you have a wayward child, you know, and you're trying to figure out what's the next step to push them in the right direction. A lot of individuals out there somehow feel that that somebody out there who they might have been in a relationship has them in a bind and is driving them crazy because they want to move on. They feel like they can't move on. Please dial 552-2387. 552-2387. This is an Indian astrologer, Siddharth Roy. He's a psychic reader and spiritual healer. I speak with him constantly, and he's been giving me some really, really good advice, and the people that I've turned him on to, they feel really good talking with him because, you know, some people are going through something. If you might be going through some depression or anxiety, give him a call and see exactly what is going on. How do you feel? What's going on with my life right now? Something's not right. It seems out of whack. How do you feel about that, Howard?
I mean, I'm listening. I'm with you on these particular things. Mm-hmm. You know, I subscribe to a different thing.
Yeah, I know you subscribe to a different thing. Okay, yes. But then you do agree that everyone needs something, someone to talk to. And sometimes either your religion or where you are faith-based may hinder you from seeking another type of intervention because you might not even be fulfilled and saying that, hey, you know what, am I getting the right instructions to move forward. So it doesn't hurt. I want you to give him a call. Give him an opportunity to talk with you and see exactly what's happening in your life. The number again is 552-2387. 552-2387. Like I said, individuals suffering from anxiety and depression. Please please give them a call. You want answers on right now to put you on the path to a successful life and just see exactly, like I said, where you are. After just one session, you will notice a change in your life. You'll notice yourself starting to have some type of peace, a peace of mind. Give him a call right now. He's waiting on you. 552-2387. 552-2387. He's helped thousands of people around the world. Wow. And while he's here in the Bahamas right now, his time is limited. He wants to have a chance to talk with you. Oh, his phones have been inundated with hundreds of calls and appointments and visits. Give him a call. Indian astrologer Siddharth Roy is a psychic reader and spiritual healer. His phone number is 552-2387. 552-2387. Give him a call and just have a chat with him and see exactly if you can connect with him and see, you know, if you can try to fill that void that maybe other people that you've been speaking with, you know, have been missing. Yeah. So that's a wonderful thing that you can do. You know, I've had many conversations with him, and he's a really connected individual, and I just go in with an open mind.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Go in with an open mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know that you know that I also represent SHSS Electrical. We speak about that many times.
All the time.
He loves the show. He always says, Ian, when you're going back on Howard, I need to get there. Whenever you're on Howard, the calls just keep coming in and coming in. So SHSS Electrical, they are, right now they want to let you guys know that they are overstocked, and that means that you guys win. They have too much inventory, and they have no room to put it. So they're practically selling at U.S. prices. This is a great time to take advantage.
I got space at my place. Right?
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure you do. Like I said,
I
this is a great time to take advantage of this dilemma.
I got to be a good citizen.
Yeah, please be a good citizen.
But you know what, on my property afterwards.
you guys probably already know that SHSS Electrical has moved from their previous location on Mackey Street. They were in the Henry F. Store building. They have a new location on Chesapeake in the former Minute Muffler building. So SHSS Electrical, they offer a wide range of electrical supplies for home and businesses, including Square D products, switches, combos, breakers, breaker panels, electrical wires, meter cans, LED bulbs. They're leaders when it comes to LED bulbs. And they have so many styles of decorative ceiling fans and light fixtures with those outdoor motion sensors and by the brands that you trust. We got the Dusk to Dawn security lights with motion sensors, LED bulbs. And right now, for the entire month of September, they're going to do something really special because they know that everyone probably spent so much of their money getting the kids back to school. So they've dropped
the
prices.
They are considerate. Talk to me.
They are definitely considerate. So you want to protect your family at night. Get yourself those security lights and those Dusk to Dawn lights and everything that's changing up and upgrading the lights in your home. You probably have those old light bulbs. Get rid of those. You want the LED bulbs. And watch, and they're going to make a tremendous difference in your house when people come over and they see the updated light fixtures and so forth. Experienced electricians know everything that you need for your electrical can be found at SHSS Electrical. And if you shop right now, you can get 10% discount when you spend $50 or more. So that number one more time, 605-7777, 605-7777. Or you can dial 605-7477. That's 605-7477. Go down there, meet the store family. Everybody knows Henry F. Store from back in the days. And the store family is synonymous with knowing everything to do in the electrical feel. So go down there and check them out. Don't go in those other places in Palmdale. Don't go those places in Carmichael Road looking for electrical stuff. You want to go to SHSS Electrical and check out what they have down there. The phone number 605-7777. And where are they located? They're located on Chesapeake Road in the former Minute Muffler building. Man, this is great, man. I see all kind of people I see who I know come inside this food store. I didn't even know they eat healthy. Sir, I don't say that, man. Don't laugh.
Don't laugh. What do you think that should be?
They just show up at a grease factory.
No.
Give me a pound of grease.
No. Put some butter on it. Hey, much space. This is a beautiful place, ladies and gentlemen. You know where
it's
we
nice
are.
Nice and cool.
Solomon Fresh Market.
Charlotte, if you're outside there, you drive around. There's hotness coming inside these people, air conditioned.
Well, while you're talking about that in this transition, I want to be able to talk about to my good cousin Naomi Grant and what she's been doing here at Solomon Fresh Market for the snackathon. Talk to us, Naomi, before we take this commercial break. Let persons know how they can participate and what we're doing down here at Solomon Fresh Market in the Harbor Bay.
Okay, so thank you, cousin. We've been partnering up with Garden Media, AML Foods, Hands for Hunger, and the Bahamas Feeding Network, and we are giving back to our community with the Snackathon promotion. And what you can do to get involved is come into our stores. When you cash out, let them know that you would like to donate toward the Snackathon. Okay, you can use your loyalty points, or you can just use your cash. You can put a dollar in. You could put $20 in. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too large. And you can donate towards this promotion. And what we will do is at the end of it, we will then go ahead and give all of the funds to Hands for Hunger, to the Bahamas Feeding Network, and they will distribute it to those who are less fortunate than us.
That's absolutely wonderful. I want to, like I said, continue to commend you guys for taking this initiative and encourage you that this is the inaugural voyage. We expect to be able to participate in the thing next year again.
Yes.
Talk to me.
All righty.
Okay, let me make declaration. I ain't got my cloak on, but we got to be able to decree some things out here. We're doing great things, being able to participate. We want to see you down here at the Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay Plaza. Before we get out of here, make sure you come in, pick up some flowers, pick up some fruits, leave some cash at the register, and let's make some things happen. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant right here, Guardian Radio 96.9. We're going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The
Foundation. Shavara Roka Enias, Chikchani Farms. I don't think I chose farming. I think farming chose me. Winning this award would definitely give us the funding that we need to start our farming season. Most persons who are in the agriculture field realize that at the start of the season, which is in the next couple of weeks, you do always need a bulk of cash. I think we have a great track record for the work that we've been doing in agriculture over the last 10 years. And so when I saw the opportunity for an award like this, I figured, you know what, I should just go ahead and enter.
The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
It's back to school season again. Send your kids off with everything they need, from books, uniforms, to school supplies, all with a Fidelity personal loan. Apply today for a chance to win amazing back to school prizes. Call 823-4374.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Okay, school bag. Books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord. And I gotta buy snacks too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon.
What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, live in full effect, right here at Solomon's Fresh Market, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM radio in conjunction with AML Foods, Fresh Market, Bahamas Hands for Hunger, Bahamas Feeding Network, Solomon's, Heart, Star, and us here at Guardian, we're all in, we're putting everything on the line as it relates to our participating in community and being able to give back to those kids who are going to school without food. We're doing a great initiative, and we want you to be able to be a part of it. Maybe you have, you're not one of those persons who can buy a little short pants or buy a little meal and do these things for all these kids that are hurting. But these great organizations can be able to participate and dispense the money accordingly, the food accordingly, the products accordingly, to touch those persons right where they are. Please participate in this snackathon. Right here at the Solomon's Fresh Market today at the Harbor Bay Plaza, we're doing a great deal of things, and we got these things going on here, right? So it's a Small Business Thursday, and we're chopping it down like this. A lot of persons are walking in. They see this great spread that we got on the table trying to figure out, you know, we on the radio, they're asking us questions. Hi, what's this dip good for? You need to stop, man. All right, take a little dip and keep it moving. We're out here doing this thing, having a good time. I'm here with none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, talking to us a great deal about what's going on. Now, when we left off, we had Elite Safety and Fire Protection, 827-6757. You had R&R, 827-6757, in the same building right there with Elite Safety and Fire Protection. You gave us the information about Sadat Roy. You've also been able to give us some information about SHSS Electrical that is overstocked, which is an amazing thing. If you need any space, guys, just let me know. I'll be able to put the 40-foot trailer there, and we can make some things happen. So talk to us about some other stuff that you got on the table, my brother.
Hey, yeah, man, Howard. Howard, you ever been to someone's house? I asked you this before, and, like, you're sitting down there, and maybe they walk over, and they said, hey, Howard, would you like something to eat or drink? And then when they walk in the next room, you probably see, like, a little pesky...
I'm not thirsty. In fact,
man,
I think I'll stand at the door.
To me, like, on two occasions.
You're wild enough.
Listen,
so.
If you have any roaches or rat or mice, rat and mice is cousins, but if you have any roaches or rats or mice or anything like that, any little rodents running around your house, and you want a great, reliable, and dependable pest service company, please call On Target Pest Control. That's Mr. Wade Riley. His phone number is 447-1063. That's 447. Yep. 1063.
On Target Pest Control.
447-1063. 447-1063. Whatever pests or insects or bugs are bugging you right now, please give them a call, and On Target Pest Services will get rid of them today.
If your pest is singing, funky towel, towel's got the funk, yeah. Did you watch that?
Not at all.
You
but
never
if
watched
you've
that?
Got
Joe's apartment. Give me some
Joe's apartment.
High fives, Joe's apartment.
We won't be going any Joe's apartment with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, listen, the roaches were singing.
That's right. I tell you, On Target Pest Services, their professional service technicians will come out and get to the root of any infestation problem you might be experiencing right now. Stop being embarrassed when guests come over, like I said. No more having to cover up food quickly before something crawls on it. And those buildings that need your foundation sprayed for the first time, you want to call On Target at 447-1063.
You got to get that done. Your subterranean termites, it's
just about
a wild thing.
Right now, On Target Pest Control, Pest Services, if you want to say that, is giving a 40% discount on all subterranean termite treatment with a 5-year warranty. And they're doing something extra special for churches. So that's wonderful. If you're in the church or you're part of a church, you call your pastor or the individual.
My God.
And you say, listen here, this is a great time. On Target is doing something for all churches. Get everything all sprayed up. Because sometimes, you know, the pews, they're all made of wood, so... things could be happening inside there, the roof, all kind of different stuff, man.
Well, but
that's a special discount to church.
You know that you could be quiet as a church mouse.
You could be quiet as a church mouse.
Now we can keep them quiet forever.
Listen, man.
Give on Target a call.
Termites is a serious thing. Get rid of them. They get the termite
Especially
treatment
during
they
this
have.
Time, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
You can see the wings all over the floor, all these things like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. The guy had to explain that to me.
Yeah.
He could explain to me the difference between that and those millipedes and...
The millipedes, and, you see them.
Yeah, all those different things. Yeah, man.
Annually, you know, you could see the cycle, especially living here in the country. You could see the cycle of how things happen. And, you know, like my grandmother, she would buy this expensive... Grammy spends so much money on this dining table. It seats about 10, right? And about a year later, you could be able to see the wings on the floor around it. We live in a like kind of older house. And you didn't ever spray it for subterranean termites?
No.
Within 3 years, that table starts shaking.
Wow.
Termites come to get it, man.
Yeah, they come,
fresh
yeah.
wood?
Yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Fresh wood. Anyway, here we go. So if you need a termite treatment with a 5-year warranty, you want to give On Target Pest Control a call right now, 447-1063, 447-1063. You need beehive removed. Their prices begin at $100.
What?
Remember, all inspections and estimates are absolutely free. You can just pay $30 a month for a rodent service.
This give you the honey?
But
oh, these.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, no, you can need the honey.
You might want the honey out of it.
Ooh.
Okay, that's the thing. I didn't even ask. I got to ask him that. I got to ask Mr. Riley about that.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't spray that.
That's
Yuck it
great,
out
that's
and
a great
give
thing.
Us.
So, like I said, you can pay $30 a month for rodent service, and you can say bye bye to all ants, roaches, and millipedes. You can pay $25 and let On Target get rid of all those things crawling around in your vehicle. A lot of people have that infestation going on.
What?
You can also, yep, definitely.
So I ain't coming to your house and I ain't getting no ride.
Getting no ride
with you.
You say voice note
and something scratching on my leg. You better pray to God being on Milo Butler Highway because we can get an accident. How are you going to keep still? You're too big in the car, mister. You got a Santa pee in your car. What's going on? It's too much.
Hey, let's see. I saw somebody with an anthill.
In their car?
In their car. I said, I hope these ants on your insurance.
And you know, people say you things like, Charlie, Cherry, never clean up the car.
I know.
Miss, you don't have no insurance. You need to stop.
All kind of Cheetos and all kind of things. Stuff. Get your car clean. Get rid of them.
You can't get no ride with them on Sunday after church.
Definitely not bad. See, he just messaged me right now. He says, remember to let them know that they use the most innovative and innovative car baiting system on the market. And you Family Island customers, you can take advantage of these savings as well. So imagine those little rats, roaches, spiders, ants, bees, termites, millipedes, all gone with one phone call when you dial On Target Pest
Services. I've been in Nassau for the past 12 years now. I'm going to be very clear with you. I've never seen a little rat.
No?
Let's be very clear. These are raccoons out here. It's too much. We just pray that On Target has sufficient spray to knock these things out.
Yeah.
You say little rats. I just wanted to clear that up,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah.
I saw one rat in the road the other day laying out. I thought this was a puppy. I said, this is too much.
Yeah. I've been to one jungle club. I see plenty of rats.
So don't. You need to stop.
Hey, listen, you call On Target Pest Control, Mr. Wade Riley, 447-1063, 447-1063, and spray your house, man. Get rid of them rat and roach and stop being embarrassed.
You know what the people tell me?
What's that?
Child, how would you live in Nassau? These people tell you they ain't got no rat and roach. They lie. But at least they're rotten roach decent. There's hiring company come around.
Hey, Howard, this is where I got to tell you now. I got to change this thing.
Let me hear
this.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio.
Go ahead.
Yesterday, I went to Coco Plum Wellness.
Okay.
It's ran by Dr. Teresa Adley. She's a healthcare provider. You know cleaning your colon is vital when it comes to detoxifying and getting rid of all toxins and mucus in your body. That's why most health professionals, they agree that getting a colonics is one of the most important ways for individuals to stay healthy. And with the rise of colon cancer here in the Caribbean, it's even more important. That's why I encourage my clients to visit Coco Plum Wellness and book a session immediately. I had the opportunity to experience the colon hydrotherapy yesterday. I'm not even reading no
this
more.
This is wild.
Listen.
Let me hear it now. Go ahead.
I was terrified. She said I was the worst person.
You can keep still?
Yeah, I know. But then after it's done.
Did they have this, like,
you got to sit on this machine.
Did they whisper to you before you?
I said, ma'am, you're doing this.
What's up? What's up, Ian?
You didn't take me to dinner.
What's up, Ian?
Anything?
What's up, Ian?
You
all right?
You disrobe. You sit on this thing like a horse. It straddles. And they take a tube and they insert it in you. And it's this hot, warm water rushing through you. And you're there for 45 minutes. And everything comes out. There's a light that she has with a mirror. I was like, why is this? So you can see. I mean, I think that's even more of a reason that people, when you see what comes out of your body, buddy, this is no joke. I'm telling you, talking to you from my heart. When you see what come out of your body.
From my heart. Okay, good.
Yeah, from your heart. From your sphincter.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
When you see what come out your body, you'd be like, I know this working. This might be a little discomfort in the beginning. And some guys might be, you know, afraid someone fooling around your butt or whatever that is. But I mean, everything just comes right out. So let me get back to my script.
No.
So
no, you can get
36 feet.
You need to stop it because let me say it.
She says you have.
I did it before.
You did?
Of course.
Hydrotherapy cleansing?
Yeah, I did it
your
before.
Your intestines and your.
I did it before.
And lower and small intestines? Like
my wife did it before. Where I'm 40 now. I'm 41 uh-huh. now. So I'm going to have to move towards. You know, you have to be able to check yourself for
yes.
the pollen stuff after a while.
Yes.
So I haven't done that. I haven't done that as yet.
I did a colonoscopy a couple months ago.
I did the colonic at another location before, and I was apprehensive. I was afraid, especially with this society that we live in.
Right.
A lot of people associate this with some sort of perversion. Oh, I can't believe it. It's just conditioning socially. But as you grow and you mature, especially with the diet that we have here in this country,
that's exactly what
you need
said.
To get rid of this stuff out of your body, man. You need to get rid of this stuff. The starches that you've taken, the relentless proteins that you've eaten, every hog, horse. My wife works for government. At one point, when she get paid, you know the government get paid
yeah.
at the end of the month.
Yeah.
There was a joke running around in her crew,
mm-hmm.
and they say, oh, my God, we eating zebra today.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we eating. Yeah, we give me the giraffe. Give yeah. me the whole giraffe. I want an antelope. They laugh about it, but it only speaks to the meat that we consume
yeah.
in our society.
Yep, definitely.
You got to get this out of you.
Sir, I came off of that machine
you
45
get
minutes
it out of you.
Later. I was exhausted. I was sweating and everything like that. I was so tired. All I could do is go home and take a bath and go straight to bed. I slept so well last night. It's not only good to clean out your colon, but she says at the same time, the colon is being cleaned. The liver dumps all the toxins. So in actuality, you're detoxifying your blood at the same time. Like I said, she said it's 36 feet of feces that possibly could be impacted in you. I told her that, you know, when you watch those biographies, Elvis Presley died with, I think, like maybe
40 pounds.
40, you know about it. 40 yeah. pounds of feces in him.
Old meat.
Yeah.
Packed in.
I went on the scale last night before I went to bed, and it was 2.5 pounds out of me. I was lighter 2.5 pounds. So she says it should be done once a month, but it depends how what she sees in the initial meeting.
They give you sessions. They say you need
sessions.
More sessions.
Yeah. Now the session is $120, but she says, Ian, I listen to you on Howard all the time. If you let them know right now, they take advantage of this. $79.95. That's a great price.
That's bananas.
$79.95. If you're
gonna, that's a good price.
Right, you are going to go ahead and have a colonoscopy soon. That's what you just said, maybe.
Yeah.
I had one couple of months
before
ago.
I'm 45, I think.
Yeah, I had one couple of months ago because insurance companies, they say, some say 45, some say 50. Then in the United States, they up at 40 to 45 and stuff like that. All that is different. They give you this big gallon of liquid to drink. And you got to stop eating and you got to drink that for the whole day. And then you have to fast. The liquid, ladies and gentlemen, tastes like salt water. So I had to try to add like little packets of sweetener.
What's it supposed to add?
No, just like for flavor, not to do that.
Go ahead.
But it was terrible. It was terrible. You have to drink that. So then you could expel everything out to have the colonoscopy. But guess what? If you do this, you don't have to go through that thing.
Once you're regular, once you go to your sessions on time.
You go to your sessions on time.
If you do your monthly sessions or whatnot.
You know, I always tell people, hey, I don't have a problem. Like some individuals go, I haven't gone to the bathroom in a day or two. No, I don't have that problem. But
people
still,
out there that haven't gone to the bathroom in a week and a half, 2 weeks.
I heard that.
You're going to die. I mean, not in a bad way. I don't want to scare you. You need to get rid of these toxins in your body.
Wow.
Your eyes looking like you got jaundice.
Wow. She said that. You sound like you was there. She said that.
I'm telling you, this is what it is. You think as a big guy, I'm a healthy big guy.
This is Dr. Teresa
also
Adley,
some big
Cocoa Plum Wellness. You can check them out online. The website, what is the website again? The website, I'm going to give it to you in a couple seconds right now. Anyway, let me give you the phone number first. 445-8111. 445-8111. You can call them and you can go ahead and book a session with them. Right now, they're completely booked from last week and up to this weekend. They're going to have availability next week. So this, you want colon hydrotherapy. It flushes out your entire system so you can have a clean, clear, unobstructed doctor visit.
Cocoa Plum Wellness.
Cocoa Plum Wellness.
What's the number?
The phone number is 445-8111.
You didn't give the website.
That would be I'm going to make sure now. I have this right here because I'm looking at so many different stuff. Let me. I'm going to have to bring that back up in my thing right there. But you go ahead and tell people your experience with individuals who.
No,
who,
you got
to
do it.
I mean,
it's important that you do those particular things. We got to get over the fear of this kind of misogyny that exists in our society. I tell you, my father said to me when I was younger, I bought the man a pink shirt.
He said, "Who wear that? Man, wear no pink,
sir. All I got is pink. You need to stop." We got to get over some things in our society to get to a healthy space.
It might seem a little bit...
we got to get to a healthy space.
Anyway, the website is CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com.
CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com.
Of course, ladies and gentlemen, you have to put www, but yeah. CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com, and the phone number is 445-8111. What's the good thing about it is you can book your session online. You can pay online and everything like that. And it makes it so much easier. They're completely booked from the last 2 weeks, this week, and everything like that. They're going to have some availability early part of next week. If you care about somebody, anybody over the age of 18 and under the age of 65, you need to get this done. I was a little bit apprehensive, just like Howard and a lot of other guys out there will be done. But, oh, man, I can't. I'm only trying to explain. I'm only trying to. It was like every couple of minutes just. Everything is just coming out of you, and you can see the fat in what is being expelled out of your body.
And you know what?
Oh my God!
I want to talk about this with you guys as you go down to Coco Plum and you decide to be able to take your colonic. You want to be able to put yourself on a new regimen. Come down here to Solomon's Fresh Market, get yourself some lettuce, tomatoes, fruits, vegetables, the whole thing, and ensure that you start to this sort of a regimen. In this new year, as we continue to be able to move forward and move forward. Well, we're down here, as you know, Solomon's Fresh Market with my good, decent cousin, Naomi Grant. And she's going to be telling us about this snackathon and the things that's going on. A lot of persons saying to me that they want to hear about the loyalty program and the loyalty that you guys got going on down here. Talk to them about it and talk to them about how they can participate even on that.
Okay, so in your loyalty program, this is a loyalty program that is in all of our Solomon's locations. So you have Solomon's Fresh Market, Solomon's Supercenter, Solomon's Yamacraw, and even in Lucaya and downtown and Exuma markets. So you spend a dollar, you get a point. Every time you add to it, you'll get a reward. So you get 100 points and up a whole dollar. So of course, as you continue to shop, you add and add and add. On our when you sign up, it only takes 2 minutes. When you come into the store, you let them know you want to opt into marketing. When you opt into marketing, you'll be able to get your balance sent to you every time you shop. You'll also be able to get our, at Solomon's and Solomon's Yamacraw, we have our ads. That's when you get access to the ads. And during that time, you also get extra savings when you are a loyalty customer.
I like this.
So, certain times of the day, like at Fresh Market locations after 4:30, you'll get 3 times the points when you're shopping as a loyalty customer. Ooh. When you buy from the hot box. So
every
if
day?
You every single day
after 4:30?
After 4:30,
you get 3 times
from
the points.
Fresh Market and at the hot box. So you can take home ribs, you can take home your rotisserie chicken, you can take home whatever they do have in the hot box for you to purchase. 3 times the points.
That's bananas, ladies and gentlemen. You know exactly what to do. I'm hoping that my wife is listening so she could tell me how I can get loyalty points with her, because I've spent a tremendous amount of money with those kids and my wife, and I get no loyalty points. People seem to believe that pleasure is loyalty points. The devil is a liar. What we can need is loyalty points. Amen? How much points do you think I should get after 20 years of marriage?
I think you should get at least 100 points a month.
Oh, Jesus, high fives, girl. This is my good. This is the grunt. Mr. Grant, learn from her. 100 points a month. We can be able to make this thing out. But guys, let me take this quick commercial break right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant. You're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. Foundation.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Jump back in gear and save with BWF's end of summer explosion store-wide and tent sale. Up to 30% off. Monday, August the 28th through Saturday, September the 2nd. Save big on appliance combo specials. Ductless AC units, barbecue grills, household supplies, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, junk canoe and craft supplies, rechargeable and battery-operated fans, and so much more. Calling all teachers who are still preparing those classrooms. This sale is for you. Come and check us out for your bulletin board materials. BWF, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. BWF, we're more than just our name. Located number 13, Wilton Street. Call 394-0004-6. Check us out on Facebook. We also ship to the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Solomon's Fresh Market is where we are today in conjunction with AML, Fresh Market, Bahamas Feeding Network, Hands for Hunger, Solomon's Heart, and Star. We're doing big things. Snackathon. Please participate. Come down here. Get your fruits, your vegetables, your snacks, all those particular things. Get your meats in preparation to cook. You know, so many of you Bahamian women say, oh, I don't cook on the weekend. This is going to be a special weekend. You could be able to come get these things and leave something at the counter. There's a great deal of persons out there. You can get your loyalty rewards, loyalty points, and all these things at the register. Oh, you can leave your points as well. You can leave your points as well. I'm hoping that my wife understands the point system and gives me an opportunity to be able to redeem my points. Amen? I can't get no amen. I already got four children. Any more point redemption? My God, we might have a tribe. We're going to do it, though. Let's do the thing, right? I'm here with none other than Ian Thomas from Direct Marketers, being able to talk to us about a few things. Ian, put those other things on there before we get out of here.
Okay, good, good, good. Someone just asked me, let me give them the number one more time. Coco Wellness Bahamas has Dr. Teresa Adley. She's an incredible health care provider. The phone number, 445-8111, 445-8111. Go online and sign up and get yourself, get yourself the colonics treatment, and it's the colon hydrotherapy. It's worth it. www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. And the price was $120, but they dropped it to $79.95. And Howard says that he's going to get his on done before the month of September is done. And I'm so happy to know that. Biotech Medical Laboratory, that's Ms. Smith. I spoke about her maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Biotech
Medical Laboratory. I want to let you guys know they are a full medical laboratory. They're located in number 343 Exquisite Square on East Street and Robinson Road. They're directly across the road from Super Value Food Store. That's the food store Super Value used to be portion control, you know.
Really?
That was the same one right there.
343.
Yeah, their number is 394. Oh, sorry, the location, 343 Exquisite Square. That's on East Street and Robinson Road, right across the road from Super Value Food Store. They're in a blue building, trimmed white, and it's right on the traffic light. The phone number, 394-1837, 394-1837. 394-1837. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. They're open up early in the morning for individuals who need early blood test, your early blood drawn, because you know, they tie to wait around to get it done later on because you have to fast. And they're open up from 8 to 6 p.m., including Saturdays at 4 p.m. Now, they offer school profiles, obstetric profile, annual profiles, STD panels for HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, and hepatitis. And they offer glucose and cholesterol testing, plus drug testing. Not to mention, you can get a DNA test done. They drop the price to $315. And individuals not able to come in, well, you can take advantage of their at-home blood drawn and specimen pickup. So that's a wonderful service that they introduced. Those needing a COVID-19 rapid antigen test, they pay just $28. And children, you can get your back-to-school annual blood test, not too late, for a low cost of $40. People love how Biotech Medical Lab has the quickest turnaround time, with some results being available in the same day. So remember, they accept all major insurances, BAF, Bahamas Health, Kalina, Atlantic Medical, New Providence Life and Care Bahamas. They also want to let you guys know, those who are First Care medical card holders, you receive 20% off on all your services. That Biomedical Laboratory. The phone number is 394-1837, 394-1837. Don't go to any other lab. Where are they located? Number 343 Exquisite Square, East Street and Robinson Road. Go down there and tell Ms. Smith, man, I hear Howard and Ian on the radio bragging about you. We got to come down here and check out your services. Am I correct, Howard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Definitely. I see you have a couple other people coming in shortly, so let me just talk about these two things that people have been asking me about. You want the privacy screen, you know, the green top that some people say, it goes right on the chain link fence. You want to give me a call, Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, at 552-0212. You can get your privacy screen. It's 50 feet long, 6 feet tall, and it can stop people from looking into your property. It's that green mesh. It goes right on your privacy. It goes right on your chain link fence. It's easy to install. It's breathable material, and then we have it at the cheapest price on the island at $189. If you need the straps, straps are like $9, but it's $189. Give me a call, 552-0212. I'm going to get you that privacy screen. And also, individuals who've been asking me about the generators, we don't want you to be suffering in that heat, and stop making yourself at the mercy of the standby of the power company. Get yourself a standby generator right now by Generac. The cost is the 7.5 kilowatt is $4,495, the 14 kilowatt $6,495, and the 22 kW is only $7,995. They're all propane powered. And they're sold with the transfer switch. The phone number, give me a call,
552-0212.
Get yourself a standby generator. You will be so happy. Electricity goes off, 3 to 5 seconds, boom.
You
my electricity comes right back in. I don't got to go outside, turn nothing on. It's a standby generator. Give me a call. I'm going to get you a standby generator in your house as early as next week or for your business.
Well, Ian, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to be here with us. I'm so grateful for that. Once we're here, I wanted to be able to chop these things down in these last few minutes.
Yes.
Right here on Small Business Thursdays with none other than Precious Fortune. She's here from Bahama Hunger. Okay, so good afternoon to Beam people.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Good afternoon. How you doing? Go ahead.
So, yes, I'm here from...
Sorry, but I go... Introduce yourself to the Beam people.
So, yes, I'm Precious Fortune, and I'm with Hands for Hunger. And I'm so excited to be here. You know, we're pushing the snackathon.
Yeah.
This is such an amazing initiative with AML and also Guardian... I need the proper title...
Guardian Radio.
No. Guardian Media Group.
Guardian Media Group.
And this is such an exciting initiative. You know, everyone gets the opportunity to make a difference, to make an impact in so many of the kids' lives. You know, we can send the children back to school with a smile on their face, making sure that they have healthy nutritional snacks that's going to make a difference. And today's the last day. So at the cash register, of course, you know, we want you to make that donation. You know, there's so much great things to be done. You know, at Hands for Hunger, we have 15 school pantries in public schools. And it means a lot to us. We've seen from the research, you know, that attendance have improved. The children are doing great in school. We love to say that food fuels learning.
Yes.
And, you know, come on down, you know, and you can come on at any of their locations. We're here now at Harbor Bay. You can go down to Yamacraw and also the Super Center.
You know, it's a wonderful thing, like I said to my good cousin Naomi, about the participation and this sort of a collaboration to be able to assist right where you are. So I want to thank you, Hands for Hunger. Thank Solomon's Fresh Market, Solomon's. I want to thank AML, all those persons for participating in what we're doing here. The Guardian, Heart, Star, all of us are doing our absolute best in this inaugural voyage to continue our commitment to ensure that we feed the community right where it matters. We want to be able to do that. I want to thank you so much, Precious, for being able to be with us today. Anything that you want to say, any initiatives that you got going on or coming up to the forefront?
Well, Paradise is coming up this month, and for those of you that know, if you know, if you know, that is our signature fundraising event.
Yes.
At For Hands for Hunger. It helps us to raise the much needed funds to fuel a lot of our programs. So, you know, we also have our version of a mini free food stores. We have our pantries in the schools. We're running community markets. We're doing food rescue. We're supporting more than 40 agencies, which consist of senior homes, children's homes, civic groups, rehabilitative centers. And so our work is never, ever done.
Yes.
And, you know, people look at what we're doing and they see a small magnitude of it, but it costs a lot of money to, you know, to help people. And we have a small team of people who are very passionate about this work. And, you know, food insecurity is one of those, it's something serious here. And to be able to be a part of the Snackathon, it shows that, you know, we're putting a dent in ending hunger, and that's what we want to do.
You know, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm glad that you started to talk about the necessity for food security. That's one of the things that we need to be able to move forward to. I think it's time for us to pull out of this ostrich state in our community and take your heads out of the sand. There is some things happening out here. There are persons that are living under the poverty line, and we have the responsibility for being able to be our brother's keepers. So I want to commend you again, like I said, because I believe that this is a major initiative, and I believe that we're going to do wonderful things going into the future. I know that this is going to be the proverbial spark that gets a great deal going in our community as other corporations and entities recognize the importance of being able to participate in this manner. So I want to thank you so much, Precious, for being able to do this. Ian, I thank you so very kindly. I want to thank the Nassau Classical School for being able to participate. All those persons who are here. That is the show for the day, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you so very kindly for kind of pouring into that. Tomorrow, we're going to have none other than Kevin L.A. Ewing. If you know exactly who he is, you'll be able to see exactly what he's going to have a book launch. The book is called Prayers That Work. So he's going to be with us from tomorrow as he talks about these particular things and launching his book on September 1st. Happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating a birthday in February, in August, but we got some things going on for the next month. Guys, have a beautiful day. Stick and stay for Chicago Lines Live right after this. We're going to see you tomorrow live in effect right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant. Have a great day, guys.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, AML Foods Limited, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Digital Transformation Unit, Freeport News, the Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, Marco's Pizza, and Ron's Electric Motors.